Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham podcast. We hope this message will be informative, inspirational, and helpful. Donations to support this work are greatly appreciated. Visit www.cslbellingham.org and click on the donate button. Remember to share our podcast. Thank you.
Well, the song said it all, didn't it? The Spirit is in here, and it's so wonderful. Gee, I wish that all of you could just get the view from here. It is. So I am Wanda Maddox, and one of the practitioners here, and I will now do a prayer for our opening of our service. Please join me. Oh, what magnificence, what beauty, what joy, what wonderful feeling of connection. All of this and much, much more. We are so grateful for this wonderful center, for the beautiful, beautiful music, for the wonderful beauty of all the smiling faces, and for the knowing of the peace that passes all understanding, that is the very structure for bounty, for beauty, for blessings, and for love. We come here open-hearted, and we leave here walking about 2 feet or so above ground. It is an absolutely wonderful experience for which we are so grateful. And I leave these words in our minds as we move forward with great joy and understanding. And so it is.
And welcome to solstice, everyone. The longest night of the year. We have come to the point of the turning. Where winter begins. And so does the newness. Many people don't know that this is really a solstice tree. That earth-based traditions across the world lit candles in the trees in the time of the darkest night. And this is one of my favorite times of year, solstice. One, it symbolizes 3 more minutes of daylight after tonight. But it's also a sacred time of year. It's a threshold crossing time of year. It's a time of releasing the old and welcoming the new. This was really, in ancient traditions, the time of the new year. But for us, we might celebrate it a few days after. But for those of us who are tuned into the seasons and tuned into what's going on in the world, as many of us are, it's a perfect time for sacred ceremony. Well, I'm Reverend Abigail, for those of you who don't know me. And my ancestors hail from Ireland and Germany and what is used to be known as Prussia. And I come through many generations into this land of Bellingham, a place where we also celebrate and honor the earth cycles and rhythms. My talk is slither and slime to the divine. Because I wanted to honor the snake. The snake got a bad rap from Christians. Many Christians demonize the snake, primarily because it was a sacred symbol of the pagans. I love how so many earth-based traditions honor and revere the snake. The snake is a symbol of transformation because it sheds its skin. When I went to Peru, they had this honoring all the indigenous cultures in the Quechua, the Inca, they were formerly Incas, but the current religion is the Quechua religion. And they talk about the triune nature of spirit like we do here, except they call it the serpent, the cougar, and the condor. And the serpent is the ruler of the underground. But the underground does not symbolize hell, as in other traditions. The underground symbolizes transformation and new birth. It is the holy place that is in the dark time. And the interesting thing is that everything new gets birthed out of a dark place. The seed germinates in the soil. The butterfly comes from the cocoon. The bird comes in the egg. And what happens in all of those dark places? There's nutrients, but there's also a struggle. There's also something that is a little bit challenging that allows the new life to come forth. The mother might call it birth of her child. And oftentimes that difficult time, the dark night of the soul, is forgotten or it's shunned as something that's not sacred and holy. But the snake reminds us that it is holy. When the snake has to get rid of its old skin, now the skin, which once was new skin, gets so tight around it, it's almost suffocating. It has to release it and slough it off. But it can't do it without rubbing against something that's a little rocky or edgy, some kind of tree bark or ground that's a little bit rocky. It has to kind of rub its old skin off and create a little bit of friction, a little bit of something that grabs that skin off of its body and peels it off of it. And that's the first sacred teaching that I want you to think about. Is there something in your life right now that might be a little bit jaggedy, rocky, or causing friction for you? If it is, it might be that thing that is the catalyst to your own evolution, to your own releasing, the sloughing off of the old, of who you used to be. And the second teaching, there's only 2 points today because we're doing a shorter service because we have a sacred ceremony happening after this. The second teaching is when the skin comes off the snake, when there's challenge and friction and difficulty, and it kind of moves its way out of its skin. Actually, I have a congregant who may be here today who told me about the beautiful thing when the snake releases its skin is it's so tender. It's so vulnerable. And it has to just rest and be in that vulnerable spot before it can continue on. And I wonder, just for myself too, how many times have I gone through that transformation? I've released that old skin and I've just been ready, like, okay, I'm just gonna jump into the new. Instead of taking the time to be. See, that's the sacredness of this time of year. The time when the sun is in the sky, the summertime, the summer solstice is the time of doing, of being, of activity, of creating with the external. And the time of the winter solstice is the time of being in the gap. the time of rest, the time of renewal. And it's a time of incredible vulnerability. It's a time to be with your own emotions and your own process, to allow your body to heal, to allow that spaciousness. I remember visiting England, and I loved going on the tube. And the tube was, which is the subway, if you didn't know, the tube had this train, and right there was the train, and then there was the platform, and then there was these words that said, "Mind the gap." Pay attention to it. It is there. Don't fall in the gap, but mind the gap. So it's important for us to know that there needs to be a gap from the old to the new. You know, the baby is conceived, the baby's growing, but there's a gestation time. There's always a pause. At the time of the year, which is the winter solstice, there's a point where there's a pause. And then it continues on. And the summer solstice and the equinoxes, at those times of year, there's an in-between for the transition to happen. So I wonder if you're taking the moment to pause this year, if you're taking the time to be in that internal pause, to allow the spaciousness of the universe to create in the in-between time. It's not something that you have to do except recognize and honor it. This is the time of year when we go within and we honor that point. It's the sacred mystery. I love the balance of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. Everything in life contains the balance of divine feminine and masculine. In every human being, there is the both and. And the both and right now, this time of year, is that sacred feminine time of year, which is the quiet, nurturing, inward time of year. And then you move into the time of the doingness time of year. That's the divine masculine. It's not about a gender, it's about an energetic. And so this time of year is that energetic time of year of nurturing, of loving, of pausing, of honoring the heart. And it's also the time to let go of the old. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into a sacred ceremony. I have the threshold of blue tape at the front of the aisle. the sacred threshold, which is down here. But what I'm going to do first is I want to do a meditation with you, and I want you to use it as a body meditation as well. So the beginning of the meditation is going to represent the beginning of last year, and you're going to kind of be curled up in your chair like a little ball. And then we'll go through the seasons. And as we go through the seasons, I want you to kind of lift your arms up. Just kind of imagine you going. And then when we're at the summertime of this year, like this, and then bring it back down into where we are right now. And after the meditation, while I'm doing it, I'm going to invite you to think of what you're consciously releasing at the end of this year and what you want to be bringing in, planting as that seed to be gestated in for the new year. Because this is the perfect time of year to do that. And then when we are finished with the meditation, the music team will come up. And we're going to invite the aisles to come forward and step over this threshold. Now, we have a great group of people in this room, and I'd like this ceremony not to be an hour long, because I'm sure the people online won't really enjoy watching an hour of people processing through the threshold. But do make a conscious choice of what the thing is that you release. When you step over it, just say, I let it go, and I embrace the new. When you step over that threshold, and what's going to happen is you're going to go through this way, so you're going to face this way, step over, and then you're going to go to the end of your seats, and you're going to go back in, and the ushers will help you through. Everybody got that? For those of you online, I invite you to do the meditation with me, and if you can consciously think of a threshold or you have a threshold in your household that you would like to walk over, like a threshold to a kitchen or a doorway, that's a perfect place where you can do this ceremony with us as we go into this sacred ceremony. So now, take in a deep breath. And I want you to go inward and go into this little tiny seed of yourself. Going inward and imagine the very beginning of 2025. What dreams, what intentions you had for yourself. What newness were you implanting? And now I want you to imagine those seeds, those intentions as they grew in your life. And I want you to expand a little bit more up. Imagine January and February and March, the very first quarter of the year. What came into being? What challenges did you face? What newness did you have? What blockages did you overcome? And now put yourself into April and May. And bring yourself into June, into the middle of the year, halfway through the year. What significant things happened in your life in 2025 in June? And then imagine July and just stretching outward, and August. And September, as the leaves started changing, what were you releasing? What were you letting go of? Or what were you harvesting at this time of year? And then October, and going inward into November, releasing, surrendering. And going back into December, into this time of year. And just after reflecting of this whole year, what do you recognize that is time to let go of? What aspect of yourself would you like to shed? What is ready to let go of? And now ask yourself, what newness do I invite? What seed am I ready to plant in the infinite universe? What am I ready to embrace? Knowing it is not mine to create, but it is mine to plant for this new year. And just hold that newness close to your heart. Take in a deep breath. And now I'd like to invite the music team forward. And I'd like to invite the front row to stand and face the center. And I'd like you to take a conscious step over the threshold and then loop around back that way. Releasing the old, embracing the new. And so in this sacred and holy space, I recognize and know that the old skin has been released. that there is an infinite great creator that we call by many names, whether it's God, goddess, source, universe, the infinite, the great creator, whatever name you may use, it is that infinite creation that is always in evolution. And today is a new day of evolution for each and every one of us. I'm so grateful to know that it is time for rest. It is time for spaciousness. It is time to mind the gap, to be present to it, and to allow the infinite creation to create upon those intentions in which we have planted today. I know that there is nothing to do. There is only to be. And in the beingness, I am deeply grateful. And so it is.